Amy Williams, and I want to welcome you to the Love and Lordship podcast with Greg Williams. This message is about building every relationship on the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. For more from Greg and the Love and Lordship ministry, visit loveandlordship.com. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's all about Jesus' love and lordship. And now, here's Greg with this week's message.
Welcome to Love and Lordship. I'm the Executive Director and your host, Greg Williams, and we want to thank you for joining us. Thanks to all of you who are supporting us, your prayers, your comments, and those who are financially supporting. I hope you've taken the opportunity to go back over the last couple of weeks. We have started a series on Thanksgiving. We talked about the history. Last week, we talked about tips and priorities that would help you survive and thrive during the holidays. And this week, we're going to talk about what true Thanksgiving is. And with that, the title, the topic is this: True Thanksgiving, for God's glory and our good. You know, Thanksgiving can really stink. Listen to this. Andy Borowitz said, "For those of you who cannot be with family this Thanksgiving, please resist the urge to brag." Melanie White put it this way: "Thanksgiving is a time to count your blessings one by one, as each of your relatives walk out the door and go home." Now, while these sentiments may hit close to home for many of us, I've not met one single person yet that says something to this effect: "Oh, here comes another holiday season. I can't wait to get completely stressed out, take it out on my family and friends, then pack away the decor and my pseudo-decorum until next year when we can do it all again." There is a better way to do Thanksgiving, not just a holiday, not just the season, but Thanksgiving every day. All of us desire to have wonderful holidays with pleasant memories that we can look forward to and pass on to our children, our grandchildren, family, friends, and others. So how do we do that? I'm going to show you not only how to do that during the holidays, but how to do that each and every day with the same spirit, making your life much less stressed and your relationships much more fulfilling. Gerald Good said this: "If you want to turn your life around, try thankfulness. It will change your life mightily." Maya Angelou, the poet, said, "When we give cheerfully and accept gratefully, everyone is blessed." So, what is this better way? Well, as we've declared in previous posts, Thanksgiving is not just a day or a season, but in order for it to be real, we have to have that continual, daily attitude of gratitude. In other words, if you want the peace and contentment from day to day, in the midst of all the hassles and the frustrations, ups and downs, you must learn to choose thankfulness in all things. Yeah, right, I can hear you now. You have no idea what my life and my family is like, what I'm going through. Well, I probably don't, but I know someone who does, and he cares very deeply. And that's how Thanksgiving can be done in a much better way. Actually, it's not giving thanks specifically for the struggles and trials and bad circumstances that I may find myself in, or even for the blessings and the victories and the successes that I go through. All of those we need to give thanks for. The only way we can really do that is for this reason. It's about trusting and knowing that God cares for you and is at work in every situation, good and bad, to bring about His will first and foremost for His glory, and then in line with His glory for your good and my good. That's Romans 8:28. "See, for that I can always give thanks, good or bad circumstances." It's much greater than just what you face in the moment. He sees the whole picture from the beginning to the end, has a much bigger plan, and wants you by faith to fully embrace it. It's the only way to know the peace, joy, and love that you and I desperately seek. And it begins with giving thanks in all things. If you choose to do so by faith, you can learn to always give thanks for His presence and His work in your life, relationships, and circumstances. Again, that's Romans 8:28 being lived out. Now, don't read that or interpret it from a selfish perspective, as that will only make you less grateful. Thanksgiving as an attitude of gratitude and a lifestyle of giving thanks makes a tremendous positive difference for you and everyone you're in relationship with. Here are some more quotes that will help you from people that have found that it works. Charles Dickens, who all of us are going to be familiar with over the next month because of A Christmas Carol, right? He said this, "Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has plenty, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some." And then the iconic Willie Nelson. Man, he's been through a lot. Listen to what he says. "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." So, Thanksgiving can stink. How do we change that? We've talked about a better way to do it. How can you have Thanksgiving for all of life? I want to share with you one simple exercise that has helped me and many others develop a continually thankful heart. It flows from all that you've heard to this point. If you go back and look at the articles, you'll see some of this. But here it is. You simply learn and meditate each day on the names of God. Two things are going to happen when you do that. Number one, you begin to know and love Him more intimately. By the way, that's the first and greatest command. A lot of good things happen when you do that. And secondly, when you do it, you begin to recognize that your circumstances, no matter how good or bad, never change Him. He is always faithful, and you can give thanks always for that truth and for His work in your life. I'm going to give you a few of these names of God. Now, I'm not going to do all of them, but I'm going to give you maybe about a dozen here. I've got those from a site that you'll find in the article by this same name, True Thanksgiving. Look for that. And you'll see a link in there where I got this one, and there are about 100 names of God on that one. I found another one that I put in the article where there are 1,000 names of God. It's incredible. So you won't run out anytime soon, okay? But I want you to look at this and think about these. And remember, we're learning how to have a continual lifestyle of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude. When we see God for who He truly is, we can't help but give thanks in all things. The first name is this. He is Elohim, the all-powerful, sovereign creator in covenant relationship with us. Think about that. Second name is this, El Elyon. And you know this is important for love and lordship. It means the Lord Most High. He's over all, and we can count on Him. The third one is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Fourth one, you'll love this, and it points right to our next holiday, Christmas. I am Emmanuel. I am Emmanuel. A personal God in covenant relationship again with us. Emmanuel, Christmas time, God with us. He came in the flesh. We need to be thankful for all things. The next one is Jehovah Jireh, which means omniscient, all-knowing, provider, deliverer, and savior. Boy, I need that no matter what I'm going through. So I'm going to give Him thanks for being that to me. The next one is Jehovah Rapha, or Rafi, and it means the healer, restorer, and sustainer. I have prayed for years for healing manifested in my neck and back. I work out each day, try and stay healthy, take care of this body as it's a temple of the Holy Spirit, but I still have pain. I still thank Him every day for that because He is still sustaining me and giving me the opportunity to share with others. He is Jehovah Rapha, my healer. And I know I'll see that someday, and I walk in faith that I have it right now. Jehovah Nisi, what about this one? He is our banner of strength, conqueror, and victor. He is our strength, He is our conqueror, He is our victor. We won't know till we see Him face to face all the battles that He brought us through that we couldn't have made on our own. Thank you, Lord. Jehovah M. Kadesh. This means the holy God who makes you holy. the holy God who sanctifies you by the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. Go back and look at one of our articles on loveandlordship.com called After Grace, What's Next? And it talks about sanctifying, sanctification. And we talked about being set apart, which is what literally holiness and sanctification means. God has set you apart in Christ for a special purpose and a special plan. If you're trying to find it on your own, that's why you struggle to give Him thanks. Seek Him. Walk where He leads. And I promise you'll be giving thanks in everything, even the struggles. He has a special purpose for you. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord, our peace. I'm going to take it a step further because this is included in Jehovah Shalom. The Lord, our wholeness. His peace in our lives, His wholeness in our lives are not dependent on my circumstances or yours. See, we want to give thanks or not because things are good or bad. He is who He is at all times, and we can trust that. Jehovah Shalom, our wholeness and peace. Jehovah, Lord Sabaoth, the Lord of Sabaoth, not Sabbath. Sabaoth means the Lord or commander of the host of heavens. Again, we will not know all the battles that He has fought and won for us until we see Him, but we can trust in faith that He died on a cross so that we can have this, to reveal who God is to us, and He is the Lord of hosts. He's in charge. We can trust that, and for that we give Him thanks. Jehovah Rohi, or Rahi, He's our shepherd. He's the one who sees, the one who helps, who is concerned about me, cares for me, provides for me, and guides me. Thank you, Lord. I need that, even when I'm going the wrong way. You care. Two more. Jehovah Tsidkenu. He is our righteousness, our justice, and our wisdom. Through Christ, He has made us righteous, just, and wise to stand before Him. I could do that in no other way. If there was nothing else that I could give Him thanks for, that would be enough. Because He has made it so that I can stand in His presence, be in a relationship with Him, and spend eternity with Him because I'm righteous, just, and I have His wisdom in Christ. Thanks again. And then the last one, as we think about thanksgiving, true thanksgiving, Jehovah Shema. He is our promised and ever-present help, security, protection, and fellowship. He is always with us, and we never have to need fear or worry about that. No matter what your circumstances say, that's what He wants us to do, and watch Him work. And remember, you can go find the links in the article to the 1,000 names of God and to one that has 100 names of God, and there's be an activity at the end of the article on that, which you can do each day to help you not only know Him better, but give thanks in all things. Remember, God's love and grace are every bit as evident in what He withholds as in what He provides. Share that. Think about that yourself, and then share that with somebody who needs to hear that, someone close to you this Thanksgiving. God's love and grace are every bit as evident in what He withholds from us, because He knows best, as what He provides. This requires faith, but that's what grows as we continue to know Him more and more. His love and grace are every bit as present and powerful in the struggles and in what He withholds from us and guides us through as in what He provides for us and does for us. I can give Him thanks for that. He knows what's best, and He's always with us and for us even when we can't see and sense Him. For this, I can always be thankful, and so can you. Our prayer in Love and Lordship is that individually and as spouses, families, and Christ followers, we would show a hurting world that the holidays and giving thanks are just a reminder that no matter what circumstances we face, what troubles we're going through, what blessings we may have, we can give Him thanks by faith because Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. We can choose to rejoice always, give thanks in all things, and pray. Have an attitude of constantly being aware of Him. That's what it means to pray without ceasing. For that is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Love and Lordship exists to point people to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, And they so they can exhibit that in every part of their life for His kingdom and glory. We rely on the support of those who have been impacted by the ever-present love and lordship of Jesus Christ. We would ask you to help us with that. Thank you for your prayers. Please continue those. And if you can support us financially, a one-time gift, a regular monthly, semi-annual, or annual gift, whatever works best for you, we're thankful for that. And we can reach others, many of them in brokenness, addiction, and even in prisons, that we get to reach every day and throughout the year. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for supporting us, for praying for us, and joining with us. Have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving, and God bless.
We hope you've been encouraged, challenged, and blessed by today's message from Greg and Love and Lordship. Join us again next week as Greg shares more about the love and lordship of Jesus.